This is Corinne LaRue of the Ag Information Network with California Ag Today. Thanks for joining me again to talk about the baby formula shortage in America right now. There are three things I want to cover on this topic. Last show, I covered what's being done currently to stock grocery store shelves again. This time, I'm going to dive a little deeper. Let's start with why this happened. Let's go over a short timeline. Abbott Nutrition's plant in Michigan was shut down by the FDA in February for being extremely dirty. The plant was shut down for 3 months for FDA's investigation. Well into the shortage, just this month, a federal judge signed off on a consent decree that basically listed steps the company needs to take in order to restart production. I think it's important to note that four companies currently control 90% of the American formula market: Abbott Nutrition, Mead Johnson, and to a lesser extent, Nestle and Perrigo. Department of Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack.
We had a very efficient system where there were a handful of companies that make this product. The problem, of course, with efficiency is that when there's a disruption of one of the major suppliers, it creates a serious problem. And I think it behooves the industry to look at ways in which it can be more resilient in the future while still maintaining the cost effectiveness of an efficient system. And obviously, USDA will be looking for ways in which we can provide the kind of flexibility and help that might be necessary.
This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm Corinne LaRue.